Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, we've been hearing studies like this for years, how people who work at stressful jobs are at higher risk of heart disease and heart attacks. The latest study looked at men. I'm sure similar studies are in women as well. I think anybody who works a stressful job or feels underappreciated or feels like they could be fired at a moment's notice is going to have stress, and that's going to wear and tear on the heart. But what we're really lacking is advice and counsel on how to make your job less stressful. We've been through strikes and through campaigns talking about lowering the work week, you know, decreasing the work week, maybe making more money. Yeah, that might help. But what is it that people are really, really stressed about? Is it that they think they could lose their job at a moment's notice? Do they think they could lose their career? Do they think they could lose their spouse if they lose their job? And so, you know, paying for an extra, like making a 5-day work week 4 days and paying for five is nice, but I don't know if that's exactly what, you know, the advice people need to make their job less stressful. I mean, I've seen people on vacation still stressed about work, and they're on paid vacation at the time. So looking at this study, this comes out of Canada. They looked at 6,500 white-collar workers in Canada, including managers, technical staff, office workers. And the researchers questioned them if their work rewards like recognition, pay raises, promotions fell below the amount of effort they put in. Well, of course, they looked at, you know, how they measured job strain and if a job was demanding, if the employee had little control of the work status. And they said that men who felt the strain or felt like they had no control over the work status had almost a 50% increased risk of heart disease or coronary heart disease. And so when you read, and you, I've even heard about this for decades, even when I was little. I remember my parents talking about, you know, how my father's job was stressful and he was always trying to put food on the table and, you know, making money, fixing appliances. But if he worked for a corporation, it'd be just as stressed. So what can we do practically to minimize our heart attack risk? We have to work. I mean, things have always been stressful. If you, during the caveman days, didn't hunt or gather, your family would die of starvation. If there was bad weather and you couldn't fish that day or catch the zebra, again, that would be stressful. We need stress. Stress is important. You know, if you read our book, Deploying Dopamine, I wrote with C.J. Kalikas, Christian Kalikas, it's a fantastic review of how our body works and what we do and why the stress is important, why the motivation is important. But I also see that a lot of people are working in arenas that have a lot more stress than they need. You know, I've worked at jobs where I knew that somebody wanted me fired every single day. After a while, it got comical, you know. I might have been really nervous about it at first, going, wait a second, you know, I gave up a lot to be here, and now this person is having some jealousy issue with me. But then it was like, all right, so what? Once you get in your head what the outcome could be and you have a plan, it becomes a little less stressful. The reason why people panic when they have a health issue or when they have a job issue or a relationship issue is because it comes out of the blue. Like all of a sudden somebody was cheating on me, or all of a sudden I'm getting fired, or all of a sudden I've been diagnosed with cancer. But for those individuals that are like, all right, Well, with my family history, I'm going to have to watch for this. No surprise if I'm going to get diabetes or colon cancer. It's in the family. We're going to watch for it. The second it veers its ugly head out of the hole, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. And so when you understand that you are in an industry, do your research, that they could hire and fire you at a minute in a moment's notice, then maybe you have a little better understanding of what your situation is, and you could work on backups, or you could find other options, or maybe even switch careers if it's that crappy a career. But what blows my mind is when people are surprised and they're shocked. Now, like, oh, well, how could that happen? I didn't think it would happen to me. Always expect it to happen to you. And then you're going to be pleasantly surprised when it doesn't. Now, let's say you do have a boss that's overly demanding. All right? Have them write it out what it is they need. And you don't have to do that to make it look like you're hiring a lawyer. You could say, look, I want to make sure I'm doing the best job possible. All right, it looks like, you know, the original job opportunities don't really apply because we're doing other things that I'm excited about. But can you email me what it is that you want me to do and when you want it done by? And that'll help organize me. And if they do that, then it kind of forces them to kind of be a little bit more concrete. But if you are working for somebody who is just completely off the rails and emotional and giving you projects to do but not really needing them done or just on your butt, get away from that person. Life is too short. You do not need to work at a place that is driving you crazy or screwing with your life or interfering with your relationships or interfering with your friendships. You don't need that. That no job is worth taking time off your life and taking years off your life or adding miles to your body. Now, in the meantime, make sure you don't smoke to protect your heart. Make sure your blood pressure is in good control. Make sure your blood sugar is in good control. Your cholesterol is in good control. Avoid alcohol. Avoid sitting for long hours. Make sure you're exercising. If there is a family history of heart disease, make sure you're checking in with a cardiologist and, you know, doing preventative sort of things that might need to be done more for you than would with a person with low risk. But, we always talk about stressful jobs and we need work-life balance, and that means more days off and more money. Yeah, that can help a little bit, but I think the real heart disease is coming from working for people who are complete maniacs. And you got to get the hell away from those people. Or go, who cares? Let them fire me. I got a plan. Always have plan B. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a report has come out that President Joe Biden fears that he may die before Hunter, his son, and his, those legal issues are resolved. And that was an interesting report. Apparently, NBC News is reporting that Biden, 80 years old, has spoken about his fear of death behind closed doors. Now, sources close to the Bidens told NBC News. He has joked around that he's the oldest president in American history. I think he was at a fundraiser in New York. So he's still fundraising. People are still giving him money for his campaign. He said, "A lot of people seem focused on my age. Believe me, I know better than anyone. When this nation was flat on its back, I knew what to do." He said, "I am more optimistic about the future of this country than in the 800 years I've served." And then he laughed. Okay, he made it funny. And, you know, Yeah, I am nervous about his health. I don't like it when people say too old. I think we have Nancy Pelosi is, I think, older than him and is running again for office. People don't have a problem with that. It's very individualized in terms of what a person can handle and their stamina. And, you know, we saw Joe Biden struggle, and unfortunately this isn't a linear deterioration, it's more exponential. And I think he was speaking at the UN, and, you know, you just hear people kind of nervous. You know, what you see his team nervous, you know, when he speaks. As long as he sticks to the teleprompter and can read the teleprompter, he's good. Well, almost good. And the, you know, idea that he may be worried that he might die soon. I mean, go on vacation, retire. Get out of public office. We just talked about stressful jobs and heart disease. I know most of his issues appear to be more cognitive, as his doctor gave him a clean bill of health from a medical standpoint. But, you know, Donald Trump, he's, what, 77, 78? Yeah, you know, so, but, you know, how's his mentation? How's his health? You know, he definitely seems a lot more astute than Biden. You know, Biden's gaffes during the Obama years, people made fun of him and all that. You know, was that a sign of dementia then? Or does he just make a lot of gaffes and a lot of mistakes? Now he seems to be, unfortunately, looking like many of us have seen with our grandparents, where I can't answer questions. They won't let me talk to you. I need to go to bed. Where was he? He was in Vietnam when he told everybody he had to go to bed. That's not what you hear a president say. What you hear a president say is, look, if you have to get out of a press conference, you say, all right, guys, I got to meet in the Situation Room, or apparently I'm getting, you know, updates, every few minutes on issues going on with the storms or the wildfires or whatever. You don't even have to say, look, my team needs to get with me, you know, before we call it a night. So I'm going to end it here. I got to get back to work. Thank you, guys. Yeah, but show you're working, not, okay, I need to go to bed. I mean, I've taken care of older individuals most of my career. It's a big concern for them to go to bed on time. You don't really hear that from people who are, you know, in it to win it. You're doing a job. Now, some people might say, okay, you know, I need to get some shut-eye. I need to get my 6 hours, although I really recommend 7 to 9 hours. But this was, you could see he wanted to get out of there. You know, and I understand Trump has a lot of critics, but one thing that he did differently was, all right, bring it. What questions do you have for me? And he would taunt the press corps and say, what you got? And something like that, and I'm not saying, you know, he's, a favorite across the nation. Very obviously, people are very divided. But what we need right now, whether it's, I don't know, whoever, if it's Newsom or Michelle Obama or whoever runs on the Democratic side if Biden retires, or on the Republican side, whether it's Trump or Nikki Haley or DeSantis or whatever, whoever, Vivek Ramaswamy, they need to look like, one, they're alert. Two, nothing gets them down. Nothing will put them to sleep. I mean, you know, there's a crisis going on across the world. They are up, ready to go, and they will make surgical precision decisions for this country if need be. And don't screw with them. Knowing that the president is going to bed, you know, allows our enemies to go, okay, he's asleep. I mean, whether other people are watching or not, the reason why we made such a big deal about the Chinese balloon, I know people are like, oh, why was that such a big deal? Well, because something entered our airspace. I thought that was a huge deal. Whether it happened in the Trump administration or Biden administration, something entered our airspace. Now, maybe, you know, we did see it coming towards Alaska. Our Air Force was told to stand down, let it come into our airspace, float around Alaska, float into Canada, float back into America through Montana. Now, of course, that's when the public saw it, and they were like, let's shoot it down, and let's find Rip from Yellowstone to handle it. I mean, and then they said, oh, we're going to shoot it down. But they still waited till it did its work across. Why is that? What the hell was that? And maybe there is a reason. Maybe the government has a reason for all this. I used to be very naive and go, you know what? The government knows best. I told you I was naive. Like, maybe there's a reason. Maybe they, yeah. But that was a multi-day screw-up. And it makes our military look weak when it wasn't our military's fault. Our military knew about it. But if they weren't allowed to shoot it down over the Alaskan tundra, or shoot it down before it went over Alaskan land, then that's the fault of the president or the higher ups. So, you know, Biden worried that, you know, he might die before Hunter Biden's legal woes end. I mean, that's a very interesting statement that got to NBC News. But, you know, it shows that, you know, whenever somebody starts to think that way, if you ever have that thought and you're working in a career and you're like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 2030, then I would say reevaluate what you're doing every day. Now, I love to work. I love getting up in the morning. I love having a purpose. I love working. I'm just a workaholic. That's just me. But if I had family who wanted me to spend time with them, I mean, my family's busy. You know, or if there were places I wanted to go and places I wanted to see. Now, I get, when he's president, he does get to go to these places. You know, he got to go. I've always wanted to see Vietnam. He's gotten to go to Vietnam. He gets to go all over the world. So maybe for him, this is retirement. Because he gets to go to sleep at a decent hour. But once I hear somebody say that, I'm like, rethink your job, cut back some of your hours, or retire if you can, and enjoy your golden years. Enjoy them. Life is too short. And the big thing I worry about is Biden has had a very, very long political career. He has served for many, many decades. Ended on a high note. That's why I said my prediction, and I said this years ago and people got mad at me, is that he would retire and he would do it before his term ended so he could elevate Kamala Harris and get the credit for bringing us the first female president. We wouldn't want to leave being kicked out of the Democratic primary or, you know, have the you know, his party turn their back on him. He'd want to leave on a high note. And so I wouldn't be surprised if in his last year in office he would do that. So then he gets credit for giving the country their first female president. Now, mind you, it's Kamala Harris, so I'm not sure how much, you know, the history books are going to applaud that one, but out there, it's time for him to, you know, think about what he wants to do for his remaining decade or two on Earth, if he gets to live that long. But Hunter Biden and everything going on, there is going to be stress. I think his impeachment hearing, the inquiry hearing is going to be September 28th. Obviously, there's a lot coming up about his past, about some of his business dealings. You know, he's going to be going through a lot. That's why I'm really surprised that Trump is running again with everything that they're throwing at him. You know, he doesn't need it, but he wants to run again. He wants to be president again. You know, does Biden need that stress? I say no. Get out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump's campaign confirming yesterday that he will be skipping next week's Republican presidential debate and will instead visit the Detroit area to speak with striking auto workers. It's been several years since a bipartisan effort has been made to address immigration policy. The good news? It seems to be happening now. The CDC recommending COVID boosters for everyone aged 6 months and up, but compliance uncertain. Vaccine mandates, previous outreach efforts, and urgency have definitely waned, and the CDC acknowledges that challenge, with 75% of Americans skipping last year's booster. Two adults and two children were discovered fatally shot on Sunday inside a suburban Chicago home. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
Well, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Well, just because we could do something in science, should we? And there's a big evolving and emerging science when it comes to artificial wombs and being able to allow an entity to carry a child and later give birth, even if it's by surgery, when they might not biologically be capable. And an independent panel that advises the FDA is going to now discuss trials of artificial wombs. Now, they say this is to help the growing number of premature babies in the United States. Now, premature babies happen by the mother prematurely going into labor. And premature labor is deadly. Because if that child isn't ready, that child will not survive. Child needs to cook. And they say bun in the oven. Yeah, I mean, my boys, they were cooking and baking and roasting and, you know, and then one didn't want to leave. So, get the hell out. And then the other one wasn't growing. So, nothing's happening. It's stagnant. Let's get it out. Maybe it'll do better outside of mommy. And we gave birth to him when he was, he didn't grow from 7 months to 8 months. So we then induced, and thank God he's okay. But, it is a concern. But also, there's a growing demand for men to be able to carry pregnancies or transgender women to be able to carry pregnancies. So the technology has been developed in several animals in recent years. So the FDA wants to now consider whether it should be trialed in humans. Now, this is obviously, raising a lot of concern of, can it hurt the baby when you make an artificial womb? And we don't really have a lot of data on this. The artificial wombs are not supposed to grow a baby from scratch. But they do believe that they would be able to do that. Remember, a couple weeks ago, they were able to make an egg, a human egg from stem cells. And then, we have the technology to create and clone and do a lot. We're going very, very slow on that because of obviously ethics committees are like, what the hell are you guys doing? The last thing we need are clone wars or a big, population of genetically enhanced individuals. But the Pediatric Advisory Committee is an independent panel of health experts. They're meeting today and Wednesday, according to Daily Mail, via teleconference to help guide the agency and then make their decision. FDA will make its own decision, but usually they do take this advice. Now, they're saying we have 1 in 100 infants born before 28 weeks gestation. 28 weeks is considered extremely preterm. Lungs aren't able to breathe on their own. Much of their body parts still need development. And they said, unlike conventional incubators in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, this technique would use an extra uterine support device, which mimics the conditions in a real womb. The infant's heart circulates blood through the umbilical cord into a machine that takes the place of the mother's placenta. Synthetic amniotic fluid enriched with nutrients flows in and out of the temperature-controlled sterile biobag. So the primary focus is to get premature babies to live long enough to develop the lungs and organs during that critical 23 to 28-week period. And, of course, the technology can then later be expanded to those, as I said, who might not be biologically able to carry a baby and to have uterus transplants or artificial wombs. And it's an emerging science. Right now, the focus is on premature babies, but as I said, it can, be extended to other applications. They say in 2017, a group of researchers at the Children's Hospital of Philly tested the technology for the first time and kept a premature lamb alive for 28 days in a sterilized plastic bag filled with fluid. I'm looking at this, and it's amazing to see this lamb. It's a cute little lamb that is being kept alive through this bag and through these tubes and contraptions. But people ask, well, if humans are evolving and we have a survival of the fittest, do we use artificial means to keep individuals alive that wouldn't be survivally fit? Now, my answer to that is God or nature wouldn't have given us the tools to help these individuals. And so knowing, many individuals who were premature, and by the grace of God and medical technology, able to live, be taken care of in a NICU, and now be a very healthy, functioning adult, I think that is a sign of survival of the fittest. Because we had tools and we were able to help our young. Well, that's helping us evolve and it's helping us keep the population going. But it does make people a little nervous when we're going to be attempting to do births with individuals that can't give birth. So, well, that's not for us to decide, obviously, on this show, but we have a technology that's growing. I think it's there. I think there are things we could do. They've been able to allow men to they've been able to induce men's breast tissue to make milk with hormones. And, you know, there's been a lot of concern, do these hormones hurt the baby or not? One study said, oh, it's fine. But, you know, the more we do in science, I think the more there are possible repercussions. And we need to be aware of that. You know, one of my listeners had brought up during the Zika time, right before the Rio Olympics, and people were, you know, athletes were worried about going down there because they, you know, if they were pregnant or, you know, they didn't want to, or if their spouse was pregnant, they didn't want them to get Zika. But one of my listeners had said that there was a lot of research in Brazil at the time on GMO mosquitoes to help fight malaria. And for the Zika epidemic to come out so quickly and around a time when they were releasing GMO mosquitoes, did that have anything to do with that, where they were able to now carry a virus that they usually didn't carry? I mean, Zika had been around since the 40s, but why an epidemic in the teens, the 2010s? And so while we're fighting malaria, and I'm not saying this happened 100%, but we're tinkering with mosquitoes to help humans, you know, outlive and not be afflicted with malaria. But in that, are we causing other problems? Is COVID a result of us tinkering with a virus or holding on to a virus or studying a virus and then not knowing how to contain it? And then now we have this pandemic that just doesn't seem to be going away. As I said, you know, there's this old Yiddish saying, man danks, God lakes, meaning man works, God laughs. We might think we're doing, you know, good and we're improving the world or we're improving the human race. But, you know, God's in control. And, you know, sometimes we could be actually messing up. So we need to be aware, you know, of what we're doing. And, you know, personally, I think a premature infant should have every right to live as a full-term infant, you know, and we should help it. And I also believe it could still have offspring that is very healthy. So I do support this. I'm just a little nervous about some of the other applications. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I take care of a lot of patients online. I do telemedicine. I work for a company doing telemedicine. And it's really nice. It's really convenient because I could do my show. I don't have any interference with my show or if I have any news interviews to do. And I love the work flexibility. But, you know, I do miss being in an office and seeing patients and being able to counsel them for a longer period of time. But one thing I'm noticing is a lack of enthusiasm for condoms and for protected sex. And so when patients call in saying they have burning when they pee, so they think they have a UTI, I'll ask them, have you had any recent sexual activity? They'll say yes. Was it protected or unprotected? And some say, well, we started with a condom, but then we didn't use a condom the rest of the night. Okay, well, you know, if condoms only protect you for every individual sex act. So, you know, I'm glad you started with the condom, but why didn't you continue with it? I'm also being told that condoms are pretty damn expensive. A buck or two a pop. Hey, that's kind of a lot. And so, you know, for those of us that, you know, can do maybe four times in one session, that could be a pretty penny. So maybe some people are saving money. Maybe some people, they just, you know, we spoke about how we might be less paranoid about STIs when we have marijuana on board. Maybe people are getting high or drinking and they're like, you know what, it's not going to happen. He looks good down there. She looks good down there. I don't see anything. I don't smell anything. I think we're good. And then we get calls a week or two later, well, I'm burning when I pee and I have discharge and other things. And we really have a lack of enthusiasm for condoms and an appreciation for protecting sex. Same thing with birth control. Patients will call in and like, you know, when was your last period? And it looks like it was maybe 40 days ago. And I go, are you usually this late? Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. We have many people who don't have regular periods anymore. Either they take hormones to change that, or they have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, or their obesity, or maybe their hormones. And so if you can't tell, you know, when your period's coming and you aren't using condoms, it's no wonder we also have unintended pregnancies. Now, I think we have a lot more unintended pregnancies than we should. In the year 2023, we shouldn't be having close to a million women finding themselves making the difficult decision to terminate the pregnancy or to have the baby. But apparently we do, and it seems to be an all hands on deck for resources for, you know, deciding how to abort. And I'd also like some focus, if we can, on trying to prevent the pregnancy in the first place. But people don't like condoms. They're not taking their birth control. They're not doing their birth control right. You know, we kind of had it down. You know, you came in, you saw your medical provider, you got a pap smear, you got STI screening, you got your birth control. We made sure the birth control worked. We said, come back in a couple months. If you don't like it, or you're getting headaches, or you're having breakthrough bleeding, let us know. People are getting birth control over the phone. And then they're either living with the side effects, or they're, how do we know it's working or it's right for you? And some people say, I only take it every other day. I double up on it. You're not supposed to be doubling up on your birth control. You could give yourself a blood clot. Why? Because nobody's being counseled. They're getting these medications online now. Yeah, they're probably going through a medical provider, but that medical provider is not spending time and doing an exam and talking and teaching them and answering their questions. They might be using the medication wrong. Well, we have a abortion chatbot called Charlie. This chatbot was co-founded by ex-Planned Parenthood leadership, and it helps women end their pregnancies. And this has been reported by Fox News Digital. This chatbot is there for them to help them start the process of getting an abortion. It was launched September 12th. It's available on Charlie's website. It greets visitors with the message, you need an abortion? Let's get started. And I guess Charlie was described by abortion experts, made for abortion seekers. Yeah, and again, I'm not judging, but I would love to see this sort of technology for those about to have sex without a use of a condom. Now, about to have sex, let's get started. Okay? Let's teach you some things. I don't think we have chat boxes for that. I'd like to see that. You know, sex ed used to be about how to prevent pregnancy, how you could get pregnancy, STIs. Now there's a lot of other stuff added to that. Are we still giving that same focus of, guys, you could get pregnant? Now, I've talked to many teenagers. So like, no big deal, I could just get an abortion. Abortions used to be a very involved, complex procedure. Now people think it's a piece of cake. And true, it's a little easier now that we have pills, but you still are expelling a pregnancy. And you still may have psychological baggage from that. That could be with you for life. Some women told me the abortion didn't hit them until they gave birth to their first child. And then they can't get it out of their mind what happened. And I go, did you have any counseling? When you had the abortion, you know, what sort of counseling did you go through? What sort of support? No. You just got, you paid, you got the abortion, you were done. Some people get the abortion for free. Where's the, you know, where's the support? Where's the, now look, you know, you might not have any, you know, long-term sequelae, but, or you might. So we're making it a lot easier, right, for people to have the option of aborting. Can we also have some focus on preventing the unwanted pregnancy? A million women, you know, we want to do a lot for women's health and we want to protect women's rights. And, you know, why aren't we helping them prevent going through this? Having an unwanted pregnancy is very traumatizing. Deciding to end that pregnancy is traumatizing. Maybe we need to try to prevent that pregnancy from happening. And when I hear that people are like, oh, we started with a condom, or the condoms are expensive. I mean, yeah, if condoms are expensive, people aren't going to use them. Apparently, there are fundraising efforts for this chat box. And again, for those women who are struggling, trying to figure out what to do, you used to go to your gynecologist, and your gynecologist would give you options. All right, so these are your options. This is what the process entails. Now, I haven't gone through that website yet, you know, and maybe it gives amazing advice. But I would love to see some fundraising for people to get free condoms, for people to get birth control that works, for people to actually be able to go to a clinic and get some care to prevent pregnancy, if that's not what they want. Now, and I've had individuals tell me, you know, that they didn't realize how easy it was to get pregnant. Is it because they're watching shows like, you know, Friends, where Monica and Chandler could never get pregnant? Or you see these housewives or whatever these shows are where they're having so much sex, like Below Deck. They're having sex almost every other night, and you're like, are they getting pregnant or not? Well, we're assuming they're on birth control. And birth control can work, but here's the thing. Birth control is not 100%. If you don't want to get pregnant, you need to use backup. So it's interesting that there's, you know, a lot of tech, and there's, you know, now we have AI, you know, there to replace a doctor. But, people need a lot of support if they're going to be making a decision such as that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.